With what you need to know in the news on Thursday, April 7th, 2022, I'm Vin Abineau. A more than 600-page report is laying bare the shortcomings in nursing homes nationwide that were exposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Nursing home performance and resident safety have been flashpoints for 2 years in New Jersey, and Wednesday's report says ineffective care, poor staffing, and financial and regulatory uncertainty have all been factors. What do you think of the job Phil Murphy's doing as governor? After he almost lost his re-election bid 5 months ago to Jack Cittarelli, a majority of New Jersey residents now give him a thumbs up, according to a new released survey.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University poll says the latest numbers show
Phil Murphy has a 55% approved to 35% disapproved rating. His approval rating had gone down to just above 50% back during that close re-election race that he had.
He adds the poll also finds most Jersey residents don't think the governor has really accomplished anything significant, and
property taxpayers are kind of the group that seem to be the least benefited by the Murphy administration. Just 13% say his policies have helped. 46% say his policies have hurt property taxpayers.
I'm David Matthau.
The Howell Republican Committee has called for newly announced council candidate John Bernstein to quit the race because of anti-Semitic comments he posted on social media in 2016. In a screenshot of one post, Bernstein, who said he is Jewish, called for a class action lawsuit to be filed against the yeshivas to stop them from growing. Bernstein said he was trying to protect Howell from overdevelopment and calls the allegation that he's anti-Semitic laughable. A few years ago, New Jersey was considered a national leader in solar energy, but that's no longer the case for several reasons.
Hundreds of solar projects across the Garden State have stalled because of a lack of necessary parts due to the supply chain disruption crisis. Fred DeSanti of the Jersey Solar Energy Coalition says many of these projects are partially subsidized by the Jersey BPU and must be completed within a certain time frame, otherwise they could get canceled.
We're talking about brownfields and landfills, carports and the like that are more difficult to build, and these things require, you know, additional subsidy, and they take more time.
So far, the BPU has not said whether completion deadlines will be loosened. I'm David Matthau.
16 years in the making. A rally scheduled for April 12th aims to be the loudest voice yet in favor of putting a permanent end to smoking inside Atlantic City casinos.
Atlantic City casino dealer Nicole Vitola says next week marks the anniversary of New Jersey's original Smoke-Free Air Act that went into effect in 2006.
16 years we've been left out of the protection that the state gives everyone else.
Republican State Senator Vince Palestina says Atlantic City casinos were smoke-free for a year because of COVID, and it wasn't the end of the world.
I think that the workers' health is paramount in this situation.
The Greater Atlantic City Chamber, one of the groups opposed to a permanent smoking ban, says it would be just another blow to an already struggling industry. I'm Dino Flamia.
The U.S. Coast Guard medevaced a 46-year-old man who had suffered a medical emergency on the fishing vessel Captain John on Wednesday, about 45 miles east of Point Pleasant. The man was safely medevaced around 6:30 p.m. last night and taken air station in Atlantic City, where his care was transferred to awaiting emergency medical services. His current condition is unknown. Legislation that would restore cost of living adjustments to public workers' pensions has more than two dozen sponsors in the legislature and rated a mention at this week's budget hearings, with the state treasurer cautioning that it would come with a big price tag.
State Treasurer Liz Moyo says if the legislature restores COLAs now, it would add $2 billion to the state's yearly pension payment and $1.6 billion for local governments. But if it doesn't, it'll be many years until pensions are healthy enough to be raised.
On the state side, it differs slightly by fund, but it's 20 or more years.
For most state workers, it'll be 2044. For teachers, 2039. It's a bit better for other local employees. 2028 for police, 2035 for municipal workers. Senator Sam Thompson says that won't fly.
We got to get to work on this thing and work something better at it than that.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
We are now less than a month away from the implementation of New Jersey's plastic bag ban, but New Jersey State Senator Kristen Corrado wants an exemption for now on grocery orders placed online for either pickup or delivery. Corrado says the pandemic shifted how people buy food. We have more from Senator Corrado on our app. Instead of checking with Snopes.com, state officials have launched a new resource for figuring out whether online information that you're looking at is real or false.
The State Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness unveiled a new disinformation portal focused on helping the public figure out whether information is misleading or even entirely made up. In addition to a screening checklist, the page shares intel on the latest disinformation trends and tips on spotting deep fakes, which use artificial intelligence to generate realistic-looking video, images, and audio. In Trenton, I'm Erin Vogt.
No firm conclusions reached on Wednesday as a panel of FDA advisors met to discuss the future of COVID-19 vaccines, how to update the shots to better combat viral variants, and how to best effectively manage subsequent booster campaigns if needed. The FDA vaccine chief, though, says frequent boosting isn't the answer. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.